I'm really glad there was tremendous pushback against Pam Bondi recently saying that they're going to target you for hate speech. She said, we, the DOJ, we're going to come after you. We're going to target you. We're going to prosecute you for hate speech. Everybody pushed back on that. I did not see one positive comment across social media. Everybody, conservatives and liberals alike, were pushing back hard against that. It's kind of funny to hear liberals pushing back because liberals are the ones who invented the term hate speech, and they use it to silence people for years. Anybody who was criticizing transgenderism, for example, or criticizing Fauci. But the thing is, it's such a dangerous mechanism because whatever regime happens to be in power at the moment can then redefine what they consider to be hate speech. And of course, the current Trump administration has, well, it's entirely infiltrated by Israel, and they want to criminalize people who criticize Israel. So they want to say hate speech is telling the truth about how Netanyahu is a war criminal, or how Israel is committing genocide or mass famine and starvation, etc. They want to say that's hate speech, and we should criminalize that. And there are calls for that from the ADL and also from Netanyahu himself, etc. So that's why I'm glad there was such pushback, because in America, you know, the Supreme Court decisions are very clear. The government cannot stifle freedom of speech. Nearly all speech is constitutionally protected speech. Not 100%. You can't make public threats of violence against a person or a group of people, or you can't go out and encourage people to commit, you know, terrorism or acts of sabotage. Obviously, that's not protected speech. Or snuff films or pornography or stalking videos or whatever. That's not protected speech. That's speech carried out with the intent to commit a crime. But what I'm talking about and what Pam Bondi could be referring to is speech that's just critical of anybody. What if I criticize Trump today? You know, Trump announces another tariff, let's say, and I'm like, that tariff is stupid. Is that hate speech? No, it's economic criticism. Or if I say Netanyahu is a demon, Netanyahu is a war criminal who has his military murder children for sport. Is that hate speech? No. It's my opinion. It's my view of a public figure. That is constitutionally protected speech. And America won't stand for criminalization of protected constitutional speech. So Pam Bondi just got her ass handed to her by everybody, and she then walked it back. And that's a positive thing. I'm glad she realized that. I mean, how could she be so stupid as to say something like that, by the way? But finally, she did realize that she's not going to get away with that in America. She then clarified it and said, no, I'm talking about hate speech that crosses into the boundaries of violent speech, or hate speech that becomes violent speech. Okay, well, then why use the term hate speech? Why didn't you just say violent speech? You know, speech that advocates violence is not constitutionally protected speech. So that's already the case. That's already clear. You don't have to add that to your, you know, your criminal intent or your prosecution intent. We already know that. And there are other ways to address the dark money networks, the NGOs, and the George Soros type people in the world who are funneling money. I'm talking about the NGOs. They're funneling money into groups to carry out campaigns of hatred or campaigns of disinformation, or to commit acts of terrorism with, you know, Antifa type groups, or what was Black Lives Matter a few years ago. These groups are funded. They're funded by dark money networks. Well, you can go after the dark money networks. They're all engaged in money laundering and fraud. So how many NGOs would apply for grant money for like climate change research or something, and they would get $1 billion from the EPA under the Biden administration or under Obama, and then they would turn around and they would distribute that money to a bunch of climate terrorism groups that are involved in, you know, all kinds of public uprisings or terrorism or sabotage campaigns, etc. So a lot of that's just money laundering. And that's fraud, to misrepresent grant applications of how you're going to receive money and how you're going to use the money. That's fraud. So you can already go after that. You don't have to have speech laws. If you want to target, you know, left-wing hate speech groups, you just go after the financial crimes because they're all funded. There's very little left-wing so-called hate speech that's organic or grassroots, really. Most of it's funded because it's so insane they have to pay people to do these things. So you got to go after the dark money networks. And if you clean that up, which some of that has happened by shutting down USAID, by the way, and the EPA under Lee Zeldin has pulled back a lot of grant money, like $20 billion in grants or something have been canceled, because it was all a fraud to begin with. It was all a fraud. None of that went to actually doing anything about the climate, and the entire climate change narrative is a giant hoax to begin with. So there's the biggest part of your answer. And yeah, you should go after George Soros using the RICO Act laws, you know, racketeering. And what the Democrats do with funneling money and slush funds to NGOs, that's racketeering and fraud. So that's how you go after the groups. Now, I believe in freedom of speech so strongly that my company has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars suing the government and big tech in order to defend free speech rights for all of us. That's the Brighteon versus Google lawsuit. I mean, we sued Google, we sued Meta, we sued X, we sued the Department of Defense. I think we included the State Department in that. That lawsuit's still pending in the federal courts. We've spent a small fortune on that lawsuit because we're fighting for your right, not just our rights. We're not interested in just a financial settlement that makes it go away. We want policy changes. We want free speech to be protected and to be respected by the government and the tech platforms alike. That's what that lawsuit is all about. And thanks to your support, we were able to fund that lawsuit and probably will have to continue funding it. So thank you for supporting us. And you can do so by shopping at healthrangerstore.com. And we recycle whatever profits we generate into projects like our free AI engine, Enoch, at brighteon.ai, or our free tech platform, brighteon.com, for free speech videos, or brighteon.social for a free speech social media network. So we're constantly fighting for your freedom. And we're constantly building and rolling out platforms and tools that you can use to enhance and protect your free speech, or to exercise your free speech. So thank you for your support. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. Nutrition, superfoods, long-term storable foods, personal care products, all laboratory tested, almost all of it certified organic, ultra clean, formulations that are amazing, no artificial fragrance, no artificial dyes, no junk at all. We don't use any junk in our products. Just amazing colloidal silver products, including a first aid gel that's made from Texas rainwater. That's my formulation with 7 essential oils in it. It's just amazing. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us as we support you and your right to speak freely. So God bless America. Take care.
Power up with our organic whey protein powder, a complete protein packed with amino acids, non-GMO, and lab tested for purity. Stock up now for your survival pantry at healthrangerstore.com.